This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 21st of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, a warm and clear day across Israel. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze. Haifa sees mild temperatures, a calming day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, Lebanon faces a dilemma as concerns over Hezbollah grow. The Trump-imposed ceasefire has left Israel uneasy. The public demands a decisive blow, while the IDF holds back. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, Iran is ready to unveil new cards on the battlefield. They refuse to negotiate under threats. The statement follows accusations against President Trump for violating a ceasefire. Also this hour. From Forward, earlier today, on Israel's Memorial Day, the rows of soldiers' graves continue to grow. Families gather at Mount Herzl, reflecting on new losses this year. Separately, from JTA, in earlier reporting, President Trump, on the eve of new ceasefire talks, insists that Israel never talked him into war with Iran. He addresses perceptions regarding Prime Minister Netanyahu's influence. And finally, from JNS, 5 hours ago, Trump claims Israel never talked me into the war with Iran, promising amazing results. He suggests a prosperous future for Iran should its leaders act wisely. Here's what people are saying online. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago that 11 U.S. scientists and researchers tied to sensitive programs have either died or gone missing. The White House and FBI are investigating these unusual circumstances. Liz Hura, a journalist, noted earlier today that today is Memorial Day in Israel, honoring fallen soldiers and terror victims. It remains a poignant day for many families. Ynet News highlighted, just over half an hour ago, the tragic loss at Himmelfarb High in Jerusalem. The school mourns 10 individuals, including 9 graduates and a teacher, since October 7. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Israel remains cautious despite public pressure to act against Hezbollah. The ceasefire, imposed by Trump, complicates military decisions. This tension raises questions about Israel's strategic patience and regional stability. Turning to Iran's stance, the Jerusalem Post outlines Iran's refusal to negotiate under duress. This follows Trump's alleged violations of a ceasefire. Tehran's potential new cards could escalate regional tensions, affecting global diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Israel's Memorial Day brings fresh sorrow. Forward reports on growing rows of graves symbolizing ongoing conflicts. Families, like Varda Morel's, gather to honor loved ones at Mount Herzl. This highlights the human cost of ongoing regional strife. On the diplomatic front, JTA discusses Trump's denial of Israeli influence over the Iran war. As ceasefire talks proceed, his remarks could impact perceptions of U.S.-Israel relations, potentially shaping future negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Apple has appointed John Ternus as CEO. Ternus, a longtime hardware chief, takes over as Tim Cook transitions to executive chairman. This leadership change could steer Apple into new strategic directions. Separately, CTech reveals that Intel has reached a secret settlement in a $1 million fraud lawsuit. The case involved allegations against an ex-employee and supplier. Details remain undisclosed, but this resolution closes a significant chapter for Intel. And finally, from Globes, Zim CEO Eli Glickman steps down following a failed acquisition bid. The board favored another offer over Glickman's consortium. His resignation marks a shift in leadership for the Israeli shipping giant. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.